You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is all about freedom. And in this episode, Joshua perfectly explains the vibrational idea, the perspective of what true freedom is. And I think that you'll get a lot out of this episode. It really shows you a new perspective on freedom and why you think you're not free. It all has to do with limiting beliefs and your perception of yourself and all these things which are not true. So Joshua goes into detail on exactly how to change that perception. And there's a lot of great questions and answers in this episode as well. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you that we're starting a new alignment course on Monday. This course is the foundation of everything else that we do. And of course, if you don't understand what alignment is, if you don't really learn how to practice alignment, nothing else really helps, because you have to get to understanding what that state is, know when you're in alignment, when you're out of alignment, know when you're receiving inspiration or when you're receiving urges to change the conditions. You can listen to all these podcasts. We've talked about this before. You can watch videos, you can read books, but until you take some action and actually do a fundamental reprogramming of your belief system through all the stuff that we do in the alignment course, it's really not going to change that much. So as Abraham always says, words don't teach, experience teaches, and this is the extension experience. Now, you're all thinking this, I know you are, that, okay, I can't do it now because we got Christmas, we got so much stuff going on. But no matter what's happening, if you take it next year, there's going to be something going on there too. So if you have an inkling or an idea or an inspiration to change your life, well, this is the time to do it. And the alignment course, once you're in, you can take it as often as you want. So it doesn't matter if you go through it all the way fully or not, because you can always take it again. So push past your fear, go to theteachingsofjoshua.com, click on the Ascension Experience, and look at the alignment course. We've had tons and tons of people go through it already with rave reviews. You can read about some of the experiences of other people on that page, see what they thought of it. Everyone has loved it, and it really, really sets the foundation for change. This is the time to do it. Push past your fear. Don't make excuses. That's just fear. And go ahead and click on that. And actually, if you do it now, you'll have a $50 off by using the coupon code 50OFF. And so it's $297. So it'll be $247. You need to give yourself a Christmas gift, or give it to yourself and someone else. Go through it with a friend. I'm telling you, this thing will change everything. And of course, remember to like and subscribe to the podcast and leave reviews and all that great stuff you do. Share it with your friends on Facebook. There's lots of people that you know that are interested in Law of Attraction. And when they find this podcast, they will resonate with it. You'll see. And really, all of the growth of this podcast is thanks to you for sharing it with your friends. So we really appreciate everything you do. All right, without further ado, let's get going. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Joshua.
Thrilled to have you with us.
So we'd like to talk to you about freedom. You know, you're all limitless, eternal, magnificent beings of pure positive love and acceptance. You are inherently free. You're inherently abundant. You have the ability to make any choice you'd like to make. You can do anything you want to do. There is nothing stopping you. Nothing stopping you in the non-physical. In the non-physical, you know you're free. You can do anything. In the physical, well, there's some constraints, and those constraints are basically products of your limiting beliefs. Without those limiting beliefs, you would be as you are in physical reality, as you are in the non-physical. There'd be no difference. You could do anything you wanted to do, anything you wanted to be, anything you wanted to have would be at your fingertips. It'd be easy. It'd be simple. If you can understand now that you are free, you've always been free, and the illusion says that you're not free. The illusion says that you are somehow trapped, somehow constrained by your conditions, somehow restricted by laws of man and what you think the other people think about you. Imagine if none of that made any difference to you. If you realize that was all the illusion, if you realize that you're the creator of this reality, and as the creator, how could you be anything less than perfectly free? Well, you are perfectly free. You're free to think any thought you'd like to think at any time. You're free to be in any emotional state you want to be in. You can connect to the consciousness of love or the consciousness of fear, and that's up to you. Well, by default, your limiting beliefs are triggered by day-to-day events here and there, and you enter manifestation events, and you say, well, that's the cause of my lack of freedom. That's why I can't do what I want to do or can't have what I want to have because of this, that, and the other thing. But that is a self-imposed limitation, as you well know. So your belief structure is comprised of empowering beliefs and limiting beliefs. But in essence, even the empowering beliefs are limiting to an extent because you will only believe that you're possible or have capabilities of doing so much in this life. But that's not true. You can literally be, have, and do anything. And as you shift your perception of reality to the truth of who you are, the truth of you as the creator, well, you can give yourself a break and you can do a little bit more than you think you can do. And we see all of you being distracted by what's going on outside of you, being distracted by your feelings, that some things you just do not want to look at. You do not want to accept. You still want to hold on to the belief that some things are bad and wrong. And this is what limits you. If you knew that nothing was bad or wrong, if you knew that there was nothing to fear, if you knew that you were limitless, well, then you can be, have, and do anything. But of course, that's what physical reality is. Physical reality is this platform that seems real, it seems limited, and seems like you have to effort and struggle to get what you want. In essence, if you could go with the flow of the inspiration that's always coming to you, you would know how free you truly are. Because when the inspiration comes, you always have the ability to push past whatever fear pops up and take whatever action you can take in the moment. If you were living a free and abundant life, you would just be very focused on the moment, or at least on the day. And you would see everything as potential, everything as up for your grabs at the snap of a finger, that you could have anything. Now, you might think that you want everything right away. Well, that's not really how this universe works or how this physical reality works. You want to go through the process because the process is expansion. If you could think of yourself as absolutely free and that you wouldn't have to do anything, that you would simply act when inspired to act, you would notice how these actions lead to enhanced levels of abundance and freedom and love. This is what you truly want. You want to come from this perception of yourself as limited to a perception of yourself as limitless, from fear to love. Without the fear, you would be limitless. You would be free. And so it's this process of moving from this limited perception of self to a limitless perception of self. How far can you go today? How far can you go for the rest of the year? How far can you go next year? That all depends on how you choose to look at what you fear. If you think your fear or the subject of your fear is real, well, no matter what the inspiration is, you won't be able to push past the fear. If you see yourself as limited or perceive yourself as the victim instead of the creator, no matter what you're inspired to do, the fear might be too much for you. And so you will distract yourself instead of doing what you're inspired to do by complaining or efforting or struggling or watching TV or engaging in gossip or whatever it is to mitigate that feeling of fear. The feeling of fear is simply this limitation that's imposed by your limiting beliefs. And so every time you process a limiting belief, you get to a higher perspective and the fear is not as intense because the fear is correlated to the intensity of your limiting beliefs. So as you reduce the intensity of those limiting beliefs by proving that they're false whenever they come up, the associated fear with that limiting belief becomes less intense and easier to push past. When you can push past fear, when you get good at pushing past fear in all areas of your lives to do what you're inspired to do in the moment, you receive confidence. And that confidence allows you to push past even more fear. With every opportunity you have of pushing past fear, you expand as you intended prior to your birth. You expand effectively. You come closer and closer and closer to discovering that you are this limitless, eternal, absolutely free being of love. And then you start to see yourself in those terms. And then the fear becomes less and less and less and less. And it's easier to push past. And manifestation events are mild. And your emotional sensitivity gains strength. Because that is your superpower. You may say, I don't want to be any more emotionally sensitive than I am. Because, well, it hurts when there's manifestation events. It hurts when things go awry. But it only hurts because you're looking at it from a limited perspective. You're perceiving yourself as the victim in those situations. Not free, not abundant, having no choice in the matter, things just happening to you. This is not how this reality works. Everything is working for your benefit. And so it's simply a perception of reality. If you could see that everything's working for your benefit, then you would be free. If you could see that other people's opinions of you are based in their own limiting beliefs and have no real bearing on who you are, then you would be free, and they would be free as well, because you would have no need to control them either. So you give up control of being anything different than you truly are, being inauthentic at any measure, and you release your control on others. You don't care what they think. You don't care how they perceive you. You're just going with the flow. And if you are inspired to some action and that triggers the limiting belief in someone else, you can empathize with them and you can comfort them to a degree, but it has nothing to do with you. It's always them. By having a foundation in freedom, you have to take your attention off of what other people think, because in essence, this is the most limiting aspect of your reality. You care what your kids think, what your spouse thinks, what your parents think, what your friends think, what your employer thinks, what society thinks of you. Even when you're on your own in some far off town, you're still worrying about what those strangers think about you. And if you think about it, that can't really matter, can it? Because they can't know you. There's no way. A stranger has no idea who you are. And so when you act on inspiration and do something that might trigger someone else, well, you realize that they can't know you. And so how they get triggered is their own affair. If it's someone closer to you, well, that's a different matter, because you really want them to like, love, and appreciate you. You think that the love you're receiving is coming from them. This limits you as well, because you are the source of love in your reality. So if you can love others regardless of how they're behaving or how they're reacting to you, knowing full well that it's just their own limiting beliefs or their perception of reality that's triggering them and they're acting on urges to change the conditions, well, then you release them. You don't engage with them. You don't try and correct them or make them wrong in any way. You don't fight back. You don't argue. You let them have their honorary moments and you will know that they'll get back into alignment sooner or later. And you also give them the chance to look at their limiting beliefs if they choose to. Some will, some won't. But by you being this example of freedom and abundance and alignment to everyone else, you're doing far more than words could ever do. Because when people see you actually being free, that inspires them to their own freedom. So we want you to look at your life and see where you are and make sure that you're enjoying every aspect of it and don't feel trapped by any of it. There's no reason to be trapped in a marriage or a family or a group of friends or a career or a job. You know you are the creator of all those things. So within the realms of all those different areas of your life, you can be free and creative. It doesn't mean you have to quit your job or leave your relationship or move out of town or any of these things. You can rearrange what exists now mentally. And when you see yourself as free, I can stay at this job if I want to, and if I don't want to, I can leave. I can stay in this town if I want to, and if I don't want to, at any time, I can leave. I can stay in this marriage, in this family, in this group of friends, and I can exude love into all of that freely, knowing that I'm the creator of it, or I could leave at any time. It doesn't matter. I can do anything I want to do. Well, what about the money? What about the security that you set up? What about the house that you own or rent? What about all these things? What about your mortgage payments and your bills and all these things? Well, you can leave all those alone, because that has no bearing on your life whatsoever, unless you make it so, unless you think I'm trapped by these things. So it's the perception, not the reality. If you perceive yourself to be trapped in any manner, you're inducing your own limitation. If you perceive yourself absolutely free, then all those things fall away. They mean nothing. And when they mean nothing, you are more in alignment and feeling good more of the time and raising your vibration and able to receive more inspiration. But what happens is you receive inspiration and you use it as a measure against what exists in your life now. Well, I have this inspiration to fly to Hawaii. I can't do that. I don't have the money. What will everyone think? I can't take off of work. I can't do the thing I'm inspired to do because of this, that, and the other thing. But you can do something in the moment. You can always do something. And if you will do the one thing, it will lead to something else. And you will have to push up against fear and push past that fear and say, well, I can do this next thing. I can do this next thing. I don't have to do everything today. I can do it as it comes. I don't have to fly to Hawaii right now. I can look at pictures of Hawaii. I can research how much a hotel room is or an Airbnb or what the flights are, or what the timing is or what the weather is. Those are the things I can do now. I can talk about the idea with someone. I can bounce it off. Have you ever been to Hawaii? What do you think about it? Would you like to go with me? That sort of thing. And as you do these things, as you act on these inspired ideas, knowing that you're free to do anything that you're inspired to do at any time, well, then you'll allow in more inspiration because what's happening now is your perception of yourself as not free is blocking the inspiration. And so sometimes the inspiration has to come from someone else. And sometimes you allow that in, sometimes you don't. But if you can allow the inspiration that's coming from your inner self through you, through your thoughts and imagination and these ideas that are coming to you all the time, and not instantly disqualifying them because your circumstances from your perception don't allow for these wonderful ideas to be manifested in your life. That's all limitation. Yes, of course, you've adopted these limiting beliefs. You've lived with them for a long time. They've gained in momentum. They seem real to you. But we want to tell you that they're not real. Nothing is real. Everything is being made up by you all the time, based in your perception of yourself in this reality. And so when you think about freedom, you have to look at the truth of this. You are the creator of it. As the creator, you can be, have, and do anything. If you are perceiving yourself as limited, then you'll get out of alignment and you will dip into the consciousness of fear and receive urges to change the conditions and take drastic action to change your conditions, which you think, well, that must be freedom. And we say, well, that certainly is a form of freedom, but it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go. Because essentially, you're seeing yourself as trapped, and the universe has to bring you more examples of how limited you really are. When you say, I want this, but I can't have this because of this, that, and the other thing, you're imposing yourself in your own little prison. And most humans are doing this. All humans are doing it to some extent, but most humans are doing this to great extent. You're coming here for a new perception of reality, to learn new things. This all resonates with you. You are highly emotionally sensitive. You understand your feelings and what they represent. You realize how those feelings manifest into reality. When you are feeling good, you manifest things that match that feeling. And when you're feeling bad, you manifest things that match that feeling. That's the law of attraction. But now you can switch this by changing your perception of yourself as free, as limitless, as abundant, as the creator of it all. When you start to think of yourself in those terms, well, then the inspiration that comes seems sort of easy. It'll never be too much for you to push past. But there's always this nagging sense back there that reality is real because you've lived with it so long. Had you been taught this stuff when you were a small child, you would have a different outlook. You'd have a different perception of yourself. And this would enable you to be more free and more abundant, more joyful, and to live in alignment more often. Had you been taught to act on inspiration the moment it came to you, you would have been familiar with this process by now, and you would be acting on more inspiration, leading very free and abundant lives, far more than you have now. But because you are so concerned with what people think and how you're supposed to behave and all the people that rely on you for whatever that is, you say, well, I can give myself little tiny bits of freedom and that's going to be enough. And I can't just pick up and leave. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is your mental ability to imagine anything as possible without having to figure it out. Because the universe and your inner self will guide you to the most free and abundant life that you can possibly imagine, beyond what you could imagine. You can't figure it out from your limited perspective. And so when the inspiration comes and you try and figure these things out, you'll say, I can't do that because of my circumstances. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I have people who rely on me. I have this job. I have this career. I have this house. I have these bills. That limits me from doing these things I'm inspired to do. And we say, well, you're thinking too much in advance. You're imagining that it's not going to work out. If you just take the simple steps, the little tiny things that you can do in the moment, more often and more often and more often, acting on more of this inspiration, that will lead to your realization of freedom. But guess what? The system works this way. You must feel free. You must know yourself as free. You must perceive yourself as free. You must realize that you're the creator of all this. And then let the inspiration come and have faith that will lead you to everything you truly want. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
Yep. I have a question real quick.
Please, Jeremy.
Okay. So I just finished this week-long trip to Miami. First time I've traveled in many years, 30 years since I'd ever been on a plane, and had a pretty good time, not perfect. The most remarkable thing about it, though, is that I saw 11-11 everywhere. And in fact, my first Uber ride, the amount was 11-11. Can you address that a little bit?
Your inner self is trying to make you aware of the times when you are acting on inspiration, when you're pushing past fear, when you're closer and closer and closer to this alignment between you and your inner self. So alignment between you and your inner self simply means you are acting in concert with what your inner self is bringing to you, with a perception that everything is working out. The inspiration to notice that it's 11-11 or that the numbers line up is the fact that you are receiving guidance from your inner self in the form of inspiration. Now, you receive guidance from your inner self all the time in emotion. You're feeling good. You're aligned with your inner self. You receive a natural state of good feeling emotions. You perceive the illusion that you're not enough, that things aren't working out, that something wrong is happening. You receive the guidance from your inner self of negative emotion. That's the first form of, and the most obvious form of guidance. Next comes inspiration. Well, it doesn't take a lot of inspiration when you're in alignment to shift your gaze over here and notice the clock right at 11:11, or 5:55, or 4:44, 2:22, or 3:33, whatever it is. Or to look over on this billboard and see all the numbers lined up. Or to notice a truck that has a special wording on the side of it that has some resonance with you. So you are in alignment. You receive the inspiration. Look at your watch. It's 11:11. Confirmation that you're acting on inspiration. You're aligned. You're available to it. This is a wonderful thing. So all of you who are noticing this for over the years are just realizing now you have established a connection with your inner self, a conscious connection. And so when you see these synchronicities happening, you can realize that you're on the right track. You're meant to be there in Miami. You're meant to push past all that fear you had to push past to pay for the money and to take the time off and to go to a far off land, not knowing what you would experience. So when you were there, because you pushed past fear and because you weren't quite aligned with how easy this could be and how much fun you could have and how relaxing it could be and all the different people you'd meet and all the expansion you would gain on this, you had a few manifestation events. So just know that you're going to have a few manifestation events that just point out the fact that you're not perfectly aligned. If it's something big, you're going to have a lot of manifestation events. If it's something small, they're going to be subtle. But these are great because you're putting yourself in a new situation and you're receiving manifestation events that point out limiting beliefs in this new situation that you're expanding into. And so you had the chance to have these frustrations or these things come up that you wish would be different than it is. And you're in those moments, you can say, okay, well, there's a limiting belief there. Why am I feeling this way? Why do I think things should be different? Why aren't I allowing myself the freedom to do exactly what I wanted to do rather than to do it in a limited way. So tell us about your experience in Miami. What was the best part of that for you?
Best part really was just being in the ocean and swimming around. In fact, that's one of the 11-11s. I reached out to take a picture and holy shit, it's 11-11 again. I just saw it so many times, you know. A lot of the time was very relaxing. I will say that the last full day I had, I got sick, very ill. And I spent the entire day lying around a hotel bed.
Excellent. So let's call that a manifestation event. And do you see why it came to you?
I wrote about it, I think. I had been doing a lot of walking and a lot of photographing and experiencing. I probably got like 20,000 steps in, which is very unusual for me per day. And I think I was just simply needed to get some rest.
What were you thinking about having to go home?
I was okay with it. You know, last time I was in Miami, it was 8 years ago, and it was on a mission to sell some art and to get a gallery. And I didn't want to go home. I was like, I want to go back to Miami. I love the sun. This time, I don't know. I felt more, I guess, neutral, you know, like the time is coming and I accepted it. And
what do you think was worrying you at the time?
Well, there are some people that I knew from St. Louis in the area, and I really wanted to get together with them and to see another fair. I went there to see the Art Basel Fair, and basically Miami becomes the capital of the art world for a week in early December. And I got to see Basel and all this incredible art and, you know, some of the richest folks on the planet convened. You know, I was surrounded by more wealth than I had ever been surrounded by.
And how did that make you feel?
You know, it was a whole new level of fear. And well, here's some opportunities to push past fear. And I hadn't quite gotten to that point to talk to people. And I felt, I don't know, a lot of physical stuff I was dealing with too, because I'm shorter. I'm a little pudgier, I guess, you know, and you're seeing all these really tall, fit European people and
New Yorkers. You were comparing to yourself to what you thought was an ideal.
What you thought an ideal
would be. Who you would have to be to be able to go up to anyone and introduce yourself as Jeremy the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You had a perception of yourself, not so much your art, as one who could not go up and just start a conversation.
I'd say now, that's pretty accurate, yeah.
Compare yourself. Now, what if you were 6'3", suntanned, built, and a billionaire? Would you have any problem telling people that you're an artist?
Probably not. But how could I really know that? I never had that experience.
Well, this is sort of what you're telling yourself.
Right.
If I was different than I was, then I would have no problem going up and talking to whoever I wanted to talk to and discuss my art and have them purchase the art and collect it in their homes and see the value in all that and the future value of what that would be. And so this is what everyone does. And so when you're immersed in a completely different environment for yourself, constantly having this go over in your mind that I wish I could go over and talk to these people. I wish I could present my art. I wish I could talk about art in general with other people or go to the parties or whatever, stay in the hotels and drive the cars and all these things. If I could do all that, then I'd be successful. And so this is what humans tend to do. They look at what they think is an ideal and they say, if I was that ideal, then I would be free. Then I would be abundant. Then I would have all these things I lack. Now you must realize that that's the perception of yourself that's quite limited compared to who you truly are. Who you truly are is powerful beyond compare, limitless, free, abundant. Can have, be, and do anything, but you're choosing to perceive yourself as you see yourself in the mirror. Not tall enough, not rich enough, not good looking enough, not good talking enough, all these things, not eloquent enough, not educated enough, whatever it is, everyone's doing the same thing. But somehow you got to this information before the rest of the world. You're going on this journey from this perception of yourself as inadequate in some way to the realization that You're perfect in every way. And nothing about you needs to change whatsoever. Because we promise you, we could take half the population of this earth and describe you and your life to them, and they would trade places with you in an instant. You're looking up rather than realizing you're already up there. There's nowhere higher to go. You have everything you need. And when you transition to non-physical, you'll see this obviously. You'll say, oh, I could have done this. Why didn't I do it? Fear. And what's the fear? The fear is the imagination of what they might say. Now, of course, that's all based on your perception of yourself, which is based on your beliefs about yourself. So imagine that you said, well, I have this burning desire to go to talk to this gallery dealer or owner and show him my artwork. He's right there. I'm in this town. He's five steps away from me. I could walk up to him right now. And then you say to yourself, the fear pops up and you think, well, he's talking to that person, or he's not going to deal with someone who's as unknown as I am, or whatever. And so you stop yourself. You limit yourself from doing these things because of the fear of what he or she might say. But what he or she might say would simply be a reflection of how you saw yourself. So if you started the perception of yourself as magnificently talented, absolutely limitless, who else is channeling art the way you are? No one is like you on earth. You're absolutely unique. You have so much to offer, and that your paintings are charged with love energy. And that love energy can be transferred to the lucky buyer of it. And you only have so many. You could only sell 100, 200, 1,000 of your paintings. You can't be producing them all the time. So this person who is in your presence is not there by accident, just like the numbers lining up. You didn't accidentally see 1111, and you didn't accidentally be in the presence of these people. You were put there by the universe, and you had the opportunity to act on inspiration or not. Either way, it's fine. Had you acted on inspiration, you might have walked right into a manifestation event, which would point out a limiting belief. Great, you get to process that. But you never know what would happen. And so you don't have to do anything to change who you are now, just change that perception of your abilities as an artist, as a human, why you're here, what you're here to do. You're here to spread love. You're here to be the authentic version of who you are. And no matter who shows up in your reality, they are here to serve you in some way. They may say, oh my God, where have you been all my life? This is fantastic. I can't wait to have a art show with you. I can't wait to show it to my clients. They're not going to believe this. This is amazing. They may see what is in your art. They may see what we see. They may see the energy that's in that artwork that you produce, because you flow it from source onto the canvas clearly and easily. You're channeling it. They may not see it because they may not be ready for it. So you may bump into someone who's not ready for it, and they will say, no, thank you, and you'll have a manifestation event. But if you have the perception of yourself the way we can see you, as the most accomplished spiritual artist on the planet that's ever existed, move over, Michelangelo, here comes Jeremy. If you saw that we saw, then only those people who could see what you have to offer could be in your reality. No one else could come along because there's no limiting beliefs to be exposed. So simply work on your perception of yourself and you'll get inspiration, maybe not to go to Miami, but maybe go to Los Angeles or New York or Austin or somewhere where there's something going on, where there's a vibrational match to you. And when you arrive there, you'll know this is the place for me. How are they going to find this art that they're looking for unless I step out of the shadows and become the authentic version of me, knowing I am free and they are lucky to be introduced to me? Excellent question.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Yes, only a short one.
Harold.
I was thinking about your what you were telling tonight, today, that I care less and less what other people think of me. But I thought it was because of my age, because I matured. But is it so? Or is it just that I learned from the manifestation events that led me here?
You've expanded, or you could say you've aged. As you've expanded through life, you've had experiences that give you a certain perception of reality that's more true. And so you may say, well, I care less about what people think, but you could be using that as a defense mechanism. I don't care what they think, so they can't hurt me. You're looking at it like I'm choosing not to pay attention to what they think because I don't want to be triggered by what they think. So I'm going to not care what they think. A higher vibrational way to look at it is, I've got two choices here. I'm going to perceive myself as wonderful, limitless, a being of love, expressing my love to everyone, thinking the best things of them that I can possibly think, thinking about how beautiful they are, how interesting they are, how fun they are, how smart they are, how they're handling their own fears in their own ways, how they're sifting and sorting through life and expanding, even though they're being inauthentic. And what they think of me is irrelevant because they can't possibly know me. I can't really know them either. They may have limiting beliefs that I'm unaware of, and they may view me from the lens of those limiting beliefs that I have no control over. I'm going to love them anyway. And then when I look at them and imagine what they're thinking of me, well, I'm going to think they're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking about me. I think that I am a limitless, expansive, eternal, magnificent being of pure positive love. That's what they're thinking. And why not? Why not think that way? So when you get a little older, your limiting beliefs grow a little stronger. And so you build up all these defense mechanisms by separating yourself from people. I don't care what they think. And so I'm not around them anyway. And by the separation, you're buying into the illusion because the illusion asks you to separate because you're highly emotionally sensitive. And when anything happens to trigger a limiting belief, you feel the pain of that, the negative emotion that's uncomfortable. And so the easiest way to avoid that is to avoid the subject of your fear or avoid the other people. They have no possibility of saying what they think to you if you're not around them. To truly not care what they think or truly not care is to love them and accept them regardless of what they think, regardless of what they say, regardless of how they act, because you know from your perspective that they're simply living in a fear and acting on urges to change the conditions, and you happen to be the condition they want to change. You certainly care what certain people think about you. You certainly care what your family thinks about you. You certainly care what your friends think. And if you are in a relationship, you certainly care about what that person thinks about you. You don't want to manage what they think, but you want to realize that whatever they think of you, you have a choice to make. Is that aligning with who I truly am? And am I trying to control their perception of me? Or can I accept that they eternally, from the non-physical sense, love me unconditionally? They can't always show it in physical reality, but when you are in the non-physical, you will know them completely. They will know you completely. You will accept them completely. They will accept you completely. There's no separation. You will feel as one with them. In the physical, you feel separate. That's the dichotomy between the two realms. It's the illusion of separation. Now, not caring what they think is different than allowing them to think whatever they think, but not letting it affect you in any way. Being brave enough to be interacting with all sorts of people, being truly interested in strangers, going out of your way to be kind, thinking about yourself in those terms as this being of love, bringing love to everything that you see, without worrying about what they may think of you. But you will still act in accordance with your society's rules. And so Gary and Tracy were in New York City a while ago, and where they live, if you're walking down the street, you are saying hello to every single person you meet. Half the cars are driving by and waving at you. This is just how it is in this little town. So they get to New York and Gary's saying hi to people and not realizing where he is. And they think he's crazy. So that stopped pretty quickly. But imagine if you could interact with people a little bit deeper, a little bit more sincere, take a little bit more time and spread a little bit more kindness. This is what Gary and Tracy were doing this whole weekend. They had just finished the family and friends course like everyone else did. And the last week was interactions with strangers. And so everyone they meet, they spend a little more time. They asked a few more questions. They got to know people. They felt the inspiration. And they had a wonderful time interacting with these people that they would have possibly ignored before. And what they were doing was they were spreading love and kindness to all those people. They were taking a moment to acknowledge their existence. When most people just go about their busy lives and don't pay attention to the people around them who they consider to be strangers. But imagine what this is happening, because with each encounter they had in love and kindness and humor, they made the other people or allowed the other people to feel good. And they alerted them to the fact that maybe they could do this themselves. Maybe it's okay to say hello to a stranger or to say, where are you from? Or to ask how their day is going. This is something that is inherent in part of all of you, but you restrict it because you think that you're imposing on them or it's meaningless or you'll never see them again or it doesn't matter. But it matters intensely because this little acts of kindness and little acts of acceptance spread like wildfire throughout the whole planet. If you want to see something spread quicker than any virus, it's the love of interacting with people when you're doing it without regard to what they think of you. You can't always do it, but when you can, you're actively expressing love in your reality. And that levitates your perception of yourself, because you will see so many of these interactions as good and fun and interesting and connecting. So imagine that you are feeling this disconnection. It's the illusion of physical reality that causes you to feel not connected to your entire reality and all of the people. So you practice this disconnection because you think that's how it is. You think that you are an individual. You don't perceive yourself as one with all that is. You perceive yourself as separate than all that is. More separation is based in fear. As you separate more and more and more, as people do when they get older, they're doing it because they're trying to avoid negative emotion of interactions when their limiting beliefs are triggered. Instead, you do the opposite. You go out of your way to interact a little bit more, a little bit longer, to accept more. And what you will find is this elevates your perception of yourself as this being of love that you truly are. I can talk to the person on the elevator. I can wave to the person in the street. I can say hello to the cashier. I can ask a question to the waitress. I can interact more and more and connect and connect and connect. The more you all connect with what you might call random people, the more love that you will be expressing through you. And it's this flow of love through you that is life-giving. This is what you want. More connection, more opportunities for love, more opportunities for kindness, more spreading of this light that's within you. Older people tend to disconnect. And you say, well, that could be they're getting wise or they're getting honorary or they're getting experience at not caring what people think. But generally that's done from the trying to avoid negative emotion side of it.
They're getting stuck in their limiting beliefs as they grow older.
Those limiting beliefs grow in momentum. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for this brilliant answer. There's so many facets. Excellent. I have to really take it then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's next?
How do you feel freedom when you're in a relationship that wants you, I guess, to be different than you are because of their own limiting beliefs.
Excellent. So you're saying that someone else has the possibility to control or create your reality.
But I know they don't, and I'm doing it to myself.
Yes. So what are you thinking when you say the person is trying to control me or wants me to be different than I am? You're saying I'm either going to acquiesce and be different, or I'm going to risk losing the person by being authentic. If you're acquiescing to someone who's in fear, because they have to be in fear in order to control you, there's something that they're not getting, and they think by controlling you, they'll get it. That will solve their fear. But if you acquiesce to their demands, you are being inauthentic. So you're never giving them the chance to know who you truly are. Well, why are you in a relationship then? The only purpose of a relationship is to get to know the other person, to experience this co-creative situation in physical reality with someone you are absolutely connected with internally in the non-physical. So you say, I'll come to physical, you come to physical, and at some point we'll meet up and we'll have a relationship that is not possible in the non-physical. And so there's great excitement by this. But by the time you get together, you have your limiting beliefs, they have their limiting beliefs, and they don't see you for who you truly are. And you don't see them for who they truly are because you don't even know who you truly are. So you're used to acting in a way that will allow someone else to accept you to some degree. So you're being inauthentic. And they're doing the same thing to you. So you're getting together and you're thinking you're strangers, even though you're eternally connected and you know each other for eons, and you're sort of trying to figure this out. If you could be absolutely authentic without any fear of loss or what they think of you, then you will give them the chance to be authentic as well. If you are inauthentic, trying to be someone you're not, having this persona that you think, well, that's the reason they like me. They like me because of this, that, and the other thing. And if I am not that, they're going to leave or it's going to be worse. Well, then you're not doing what you came to do, what you intend to do. And so you'll have inner conflict and you'll have manifestation events all the time as each of you try to control the other one to get what you think you need. What do you need out of a relationship? Well, you don't need anything. You're here to express love. Now you might say, well, that's just being a doormat. And we say, no, it's being authentic and you're standing in your own authority. In that, you take no crap. You don't have an attachment to the outcome. You don't care if they stay or go. What's the point of getting together to learn about each other when you're both being inauthentic? Just because you can share the rent or the kids or whatever it is, that's a highly limited way to look at a relationship. Now, this person may have come into your life to say, I'm going to confront you until you become authentic. I'm going to bring up all these fears until you process your limiting belief. This is what I will do for you. And as you process your limiting beliefs to become more authentic, they will change. Now, we are not going to guarantee the change. The change may be that they change their street address and move somewhere else. Or they become authentic themselves. If they become authentic and you become more authentic, you're going to have a deeper connection, which is what you intended prior to your birth. And you will both be on your journey of self-discovery together. That could be good or not. If they're unwilling to push past their fears to accept you authentically, as you accept them authentically, because many people will not feel comfortable when someone accepts them purely in love. They will need a different show of emotion or a different type of behavior to make them feel validated. If they're stuck in their limiting beliefs and are unwilling to change, then let them go, knowing that you, in your authenticity, reach a very high vibration and will encounter the next person that is also living in authenticity. But now you have to remember, if you find someone who's living completely free and authentic, that could trigger tons of limiting beliefs. And you will have to push past fear to keep up with that person, because that person is living a free life. And you've been living a limited life in comparison. So you'll have to push past fear to get up to that level. And so you might notice that in reality, everyone who comes together at the same vibrational level. If they're both feeling like a victim, then they both get the chance to experience that together. If they're feeling free at a very high vibration, they get to experience what that's like together. And that will be a lot more fun. But if one person is experiencing being a victim and the other person is experiencing absolute unconditional love and freedom, then the person will have to raise their vibration to get up there. And that will cause them to push past a lot of fear. If they can push past that fear, if they can process their limiting beliefs, they're going to have a wonderful relationship, the best that they can imagine. But if there's a little difference in vibration there, the one who's at a lower vibration is going to have a lot of fear come up, be triggered all the time because their limiting beliefs are causing that vibration to be lower. So if they're not doing the work to process their limiting beliefs, they're going to be triggered all the time by everything the authentic person does. Now, the authentic person won't care. Well, will care, but won't acquiesce to any of the demands, won't need them to change, will accept them as they are. It's not that what will happen is that the one with the lower vibration or the more limitations will feel so uncomfortable in the relationship that they will leave or force the relationship to alter its course in some way. And that's by design, because you don't want to be in a relationship just because it's convenient. You want to be in one where you get the chance to interact in physical reality to learn more about the other person. This is an interesting subject because if you imagine the non-physical, you know the person by their vibration. You know them intimately. You know every detail. But you also know yourself as well. So why would you come to physical reality? Well, to expand your understanding of who you are and who everyone else is. And you expand your inner self in the process, because this is the only way the inner self can expand, through this process. And you go through this process, you expand, and you come to new levels of clarity about who you are and who everyone else is. Your vibrations change, and you are more transparent. You are more free. You're more magnificent. You're more limitless. You're more perfect. Not that any of this is possible. So we're trying to convey this idea in English, in words, but the expression is expansion. You expand the relationship together. And so you can do it at a very low level in fear or at a very high level in pure love and acceptance. That's up to you. If you're worried about having to be someone that the other person will tolerate, which is what we're talking about here, because you'll have to walk on eggshells around the other person so that you don't trigger their limiting beliefs, and so they don't act on urges to change conditions and don't yell or try to control you or trigger your own limiting beliefs. So what you're essentially doing is two things. By not being authentic in a relationship, you are trying to mitigate the possibility of negative emotion. You don't want to upset them because you know when they get upset, you'll get upset because you care what they think. You care how they see you. You are invested in it in some degree. Imagine if you weren't so worried about negative emotion, where you could really see the other person and what they're going through, and you never fought back, and you always looked at it from a higher perspective, and you just accepted them. Well, then you would take that part of the equation out. How they behaved had no effect on you, because you realize you're the creator of your reality, and this is just coming to show your limiting beliefs. So you're processing the limiting beliefs, and you're allowing them to be who they are, while simultaneously you're being more authentic yourself. But then you worry about the future. Well, what if we break up? What will happen to the kids? What will happen to the house? Where will I go? I'll have to get a different job or whatever. I'll have to move with my parents or whatever has to happen. And so now you're thinking of this also from a limit perspective. And we understand this is how it's going to be for a while until you come to the conclusion of who you truly are. But at some point, acting on enough authenticity yourself, seeing yourself from this higher perspective, things will just change. When you start to feel better and better and better about yourself and simultaneously accept everyone else for their issues and fears and perception of their own reality, things will change. Opportunities will open up. The other person will change. People around you will change. It all starts and ends with how you see yourself and how authentic you can become yourself. The more you can push past fear on a daily basis and process your limiting beliefs and act on inspiration and start seeing yourself from this higher perspective, the more you're going to see what you're doing. You're going to see what you're doing in this relationship that triggers the other person, that triggers you, and why you're in it and why it all started and who you were when you met the person and where you're going. You'll see all that. It'll become clear. And so you'll know when you're making choices in love and alignment or acting on urges to change conditions. Because everyone who's in a crummy relationship is out of alignment and receiving urges to change the conditions. And that's where the fights start. You cannot fight with someone if you're in alignment. It's not possible. So your work then isn't to control the other person or control the relationship or control anything. It's to get into alignment. Start to see yourself from a higher perspective. Start to believe in who you truly are. Processing the limiting beliefs, paying attention to manifestation events, noticing how perfect your life is now, accepting it more, accepting it more, accepting it more, raising your vibration over time. And then the obvious step will present itself to you. You will know exactly what to do when you're in alignment. And until you're in alignment, you just will not act on urges to change the conditions. You will refuse to act on an urge to change the condition. You will refuse to try to control anything else. You will refuse to see yourself from a limited perspective. You will refuse to see yourself as a victim. You will know this is not true. How quickly you can get from where you are in your view of yourself to the truth of who you are, that's part of this journey. It can go fast or slow. If it goes fast, you'll have to push past a lot of fear. If you want to take it slow, there'll be less fear to push past. It's up to you. You can go from where you are now to the most incredible life you could possibly imagine in a week, in a month, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years. It doesn't matter. As long as you're growing along the way and every day striving to feel good by choosing the higher perspective and seeing yourself as who you are, even though that idea of who you are contradicts with every belief you have about yourself. You have this idea of who you are. It's inaccurate. It's limited. It's not true. The truth of who you are is who you are in the non-physical, powerful beyond compare, all-knowing, limitless, magnificent, eternal, having done this millions of times before, knowing exactly where you're supposed to go. So all you're doing here is changing your perception of yourself. The other person has no control over you. It just feels like they do. You might think if they were different than they are, then you could feel better. That's not the game. The game is to feel good regardless of the conditions. Accept where you are now, because this is the perfect place. You're here now. You have a chance to move to another level. Do it at your own pace. Get good at pushing past fear. Keep thinking about who you truly are, even though the evidence is not there yet. And then the evidence will present itself. You feel better and you create a better feeling reality. That's how the design of the system works. You are all amazing explorers of physical reality who have the capacity to literally be, have, and do anything you can imagine. You're on your way there now. It all starts with and ends with how you feel. Feel good and it gets better. Feel good, it gets better. Feel good, it gets better. See yourself from a higher perspective, you'll feel good. Be in alignment, you'll feel good. Agree with what's happening in reality and you'll feel good. Disagree and you'll feel bad. Know that your inner self is always with you, always guiding you, and there's so much more to come. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Joshua.
I hope you really like that conversation with Joshua. It's all about freedom. I think you all have a better idea what freedom is now. I'm telling you, it's amazing when you realize that you are completely the creator of your reality and that you could have, be, and do anything. You're going to start getting so much inspiration and you're going to be able to push past that fear. It's sort of hard to do it when you just know this stuff intellectually. What you need is an experience, and that's what the alignment course teaches. It teaches you when to know you're in alignment and when to know when you're out of alignment and how to get into alignment and how to act on more inspiration and how not to act on urges to change the conditions. It's a phenomenal 4-week course. And in that course, we have 4 calls every week. You have a partner. We do a daily spiritual practice, meditations. There's reading, there's an assignment for the week, and then there's daily plots, daily little tasks that you do. And every time you do a task, it causes you to expand into a new awareness of who you truly are and really grasp this idea of alignment and what that means. And you know, I thought I knew what alignment was. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I was into Abraham for a long time. Joshua came in 2013. I didn't really understand what alignment was until recently. And that has really changed everything. It's really amazing, just that one part. And that part is the foundation of everything else we do. So get that alignment part. You can use the coupon code 50OFF. Take a look at it. It's the Ascension Experience at our website, theteachingsofjoshua.com. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And I think that now's the time. Don't put it off, you know. You always have something that you think is going to get in the way, and that's just fear. So push past the fear and at least take a look at it. And if you have any questions, just send me an email. Thanks again for being here, and remember to like and subscribe and do all that stuff. And reviews are the best thing you can do for us. So if you need help doing a review, there's a description on how to put a review on iTunes, and it's pretty easy to do. So thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.